from our New York studios up in Harlem, Jackie Reed. Inside her story.
I'm not happy with this cruise news, Tom. I have to say, I'm not with Kim, and we're going to have to really talk this off air. We're going to have to have a meeting and a rally. I'm going to get Al Sharpton on this.
A come-to-joiner meeting.
Yes, a come-to-joiner meeting.
You going to call Al Sharpton on me?
Yes, I am. It's that serious. That's going to happen. Well, good morning, Tom, anyway. Welcome back. Hi, Sybil. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Kim. So listen, you guys. Tom, this is a really interesting story I have for you this morning. Most churches, as we all know, have a summertime mission project, you know, when they travel abroad to bring prayer and support to impoverished communities around the world. But this summer, countless churches will be traveling to Chicago instead to lend their prayer and support as part of the solution to the horrific violence in Chicago going on right now. We've all seen the headlines. And Tom, these church folks will be going into the streets for 40 days, going door to door to pray with residents and give out children's books and supplies. But Tom, also they will be seeking out gang members and others involved in killings there, and among other things, offering them one-on-one prayer. It is a very dangerous mission. I'm going inside her story with spiritual first responders, Tiffany Salaberos, and her husband, Pastor Demas, who himself is a former drug dealer. Good morning, you guys, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tom and everyone. We're so excited to be on your show this morning.
I'm happy you guys are here.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Pastor Demas. Okay, so let me ask you, Tiffany, first. I have to begin with you because not only are you following your husband into the most violent gang-infested neighborhoods of Chicago, but you are taking your two young daughters with you. You leave today. Any second thoughts?
You know, no, I don't have any second thoughts. I think that, you know, we're not new to this. We've been doing this for a while now, for the past few years, and just feel really moved to do what the Bible says, which is be the salt of the earth, the light of the earth, light and darkness, and just love. When our agenda is love, we have seen just tremendous doors open and opportunities to affect change.
Now, let me ask you, Pastor, because you, you know, like Tiffany said, you've done this before. You all were in Baltimore after the death of Freddie Gray and the riots that broke out there, and you prayed with actual gang members. The videos are on YouTube right now. Pastor, give us an example of how that goes down. Are they just open to pray with you?
So one of the things that we do is, you know, we narrowed down in Chicago. There's 1,500 guys that are the shooters. And every day we're going to confront them. There's a neutral stance of peace where, you know, you kind of walk up, hold your hands in the air. I mean, not like all the way in the air, but, you know, by your shoulder and just say, dude, you know, brothers, you know, I'm here from New York. You know, I care about you guys. We were the murder capital for so long. 30 of my friends were killed and murdered while I was a drug boss. And I'm here to talk to you, man. I'm here to pray for you. I want to let you know somebody cares for you. And for some reason, we've seen time and time again, you know, God respond to that. Young men respond to that. People open up. And we're going to be doing that every single day that we're on the ground, except for maybe taking one day off a week to rest. Because, Jackie, you know, I'm not going to eat this entire time.
You're fasting for 40 days.
Yeah, more than that if we have to.
I got a question.
We're going all out. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, Pastor, because you always hear about people who deal in drugs. Their future is either jail or they die. And you dealt in drugs, and you're here trying to get people to stop the violence in Chicago and other places. How did you get out of the business without going to jail or dying?
I mean, for me, my story was pretty unique. Three ordinary women decided to shut down the drugs in their community. And they walked up to me like, I want to walk up to these guys. And they said the exact same words, can we pray for you? And I didn't think these little women could do anything. But when they touched me, next thing you know, my body slammed down on the floor, and I was on that floor, and they were praying for me for hours, I was told. I didn't even know how long. I got up off the floor. I remember feeling this peace, and I yelled to God. I walked outside, threw the crack in the garbage out of my pocket, and I said, never again. I said, I'll never sell crack again, God. I said, I'm just going to sell weed because it was natural. And that was like my first weird encounter with God. I was a little confused.
Okay, you had a level. You know? Okay.
But Tiffany, Tiffany, let me ask you.
It was
because
a progression, definitely progression.
One thing you all are kicking, you're kicking things off on Saturday with this giant human cross. Tell us about that, where it will be and what it will involve and how you're going to organize this.
You know what? Throughout the past 3 years, we've been going into Chicago. So we have worked with and signing up hundreds of churches that are going to be involved in this effort. And as you said, we've put the call out even nationally for different churches to come in. And so, you know, people are responding where we are just going to be on the ground and making this huge human cross that's going to extend throughout Chicago. And early projections are between 20 to 40,000 people, but you know what? With this blowhorn here, it might be even larger than that. So
we hope so. We hope so.
Who have you been in touch with? Who have you been working with in order to get to this point and knowing where to go and be in contact with?
Yeah, because you all have some celebrities involved too, right?
Right.
D-Mod. Yeah. So the team from the television show Shy are coming out. Gwena Finley, who's with Tyler Perry's Loving You Is Wrong, is coming out. Oddly enough,
Pastor, you're
we can't. For some reason, we can't hear you, Pastor.
Okay, yeah, you need to take the headphones off. But okay. Right, so we have different celebrities coming in, and they are going to shine their platforms and their lights on it. But we've been working with different national organizations as well. Prison Fellowship, Youth for Christ, Crew, and like we said, just different churches on the ground and different celebrities at this point that are coming in. What's going on in Chicago needs to be seen. It is a hidden war going on.
And Tiffany, will you all have security with you at all? I mean, are you at all concerned for your safety and that of your children?
I definitely am. I am concerned, and we will have some security with us. You know, security with even the different churches is pretty much a mainstay, but we will have some security detail as well.
And how can people find out more if they want to get involved?
If they want to get involved, they can look up JesusSummer.com. They can also look at PastorDemos.com. And different events are listed on both of those sites for different ways in which people can engage and be involved throughout the 40 days.
Well, we wish you both good luck and safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Father, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Stopped selling crack, but I kept selling weed.
There are levels.
There are levels. God bless you.
Yeah.
Huggy next. 26 past the hour.
Oh, it's the Tom Joyner.